Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I Don't Get It Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the I Don't Get It Podcast. In the spirit of October and Halloween, we are talking to a witch today. She is a real witch. She does spells. She does light, dark, and gray stuff.
It's white. So she's white magic, black magic, and she's a gray witch because she practices gray magic, which is both, I think.
Yeah. So basically, she's not like, she does love spells. Yeah. So she's going to tell us today how you can
get that man that you want to be with through a love spell. No, I'm just kidding. Hopefully she can tell us that. I'm so curious to find out.
Yeah, and she's going to hopefully, yes, she'll hopefully debunk myths. Like, I want to know whether you're going straight to hell if you practice this stuff. Because I think that's when people hear witchcraft, a lot of people, if we're not talking like the Halloween green face type of witch, like some people will like really push it away. Like you're like, oh no. Like I don't think we should be talking about this.
Right.
So I want to see if this is really something as dangerous seeming as and evil as
and
it seems.
Since it is October and Halloween, I also am curious to know like why, you know, that picture of a witch with a green face and like pointy hat is like what we think of as witches.
Yeah. So
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So let's get her on. Her name is Angelica. All right, welcome to the podcast, Angelica. Can you explain to us what kind of witch you are?
Absolutely.
And what type of spells you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I could identify as kind of like a love witch. I normally identify as a pagan witch because pagan is my religious identification, and, you know, I involve it with my witchcraft. I do work with Aphrodite and a number of other gods that help me do my work, especially, like, love work and stuff.
Okay, let's dig into this love work because, honestly, I know nothing, Angelica, but I think Ashley and Lauren probably know more than me, but I know I've met a lot of people in my life that have met witches that have like seriously meditated for them, help them get a guy back, help them do
you
stuff
have?
Like that. Yeah. So I'm curious to know, like, is
why
that,
haven't you seeked them out?
Is this a real, because I never knew, is this a real thing? Is this something that you do?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, love work is really interesting because there's so many different types of love work. You know, you could do self-love work, you could do love work to, you know, enrich an existing relationship. And it kind of gets into this category of like good versus bad magic, where a lot of witches will put themselves in a position where they're like, okay, do I want to like influence the lives of others or do I not want to? And so you can absolutely find practitioners that are going to be, you know, able to do spells for you that can really draw in lovers. But I would say like the best practitioner would be one that will help you, you know, work on yourself and work on maybe existing relationships or even work on, you know, helping you manifest the person into your life in a very organic way. And that's kind of what I do. You know, like you'll find someone that is very, that can absolutely bring you the person, but it might not be the right person for you or it ends up not going very well. And so I try to do really organic love work when I'm doing love spells.
But it is possible to have someone bring someone. Wow. So is that considered dark magic?
You know, some people would probably consider it that way. I'm more of like a gray witch, which means that I do both white magic, which is like good magic, dark magic, which is like bad magic. I kind of mix it all together because life is gray, you know, like.
Right. Oh, I love that line. Okay. So can you just, my last thing about this is what exactly entails like getting someone to come back into your life? Like, what would you have to do? What is the actual work that is involved in that?
Yeah. So, you know, you'd probably have to I would do divination to find out if that person should come back into your life again. You know, that would be my first step. And I think like any ethical practitioner's first step is to figure out if this is something that's good for you or not. And so, you know, you can use a variety of different divination methods to determine that, meditation, tarot, that kind of thing. And then after that, you know, after we determine that this is good, we want this person back in our life, you can do a variety of different spells and magical workings, you know, candle magic, playing card magic, water magic, all sorts of different stuff. So you can kind of pick the spell that's going to work for you, or your practitioner will, you know, based on what the results are, you know. So, you know, there's a couple different candle magic spells that are popular in like Italian folk magic and in like Haitian folk magic and a lot of different other like Mexican folk magic, a lot of different cultural backgrounds that do this particular candle spell. And that's the one I do. It's based off of my Italian heritage.
Does it work?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, do you have examples you can share with us?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a bunch of different, I mean, I feel like I'm a candle magic practitioner before anything. I just love working with fire, and fire works really well with love because of the passion. Basically, some candle magic spells that I've done in the past that have been really successful have been a spell where I essentially take two candles that have, are like a one person and another person, like it could be a male or a female or two women or whatever it was, candles that are shaped like those people. And you kind of wrap a cord around them and slowly over the course of the days that you're burning the candle, bring the cord closer together, bring the candles closer together. Eventually they'll melt into the same pool. And that just sends out an energetic signal kind of into the world that, you know, these two people should come back together.
So I know the rule of three. If you put something out there, you come back, it comes back to you three times. You, as a facilitator of someone else falling in love, does that come back to you or the person you're facilitating?
You know, that's a really good question. Yeah, so the law of three, they use it mostly in Wicca, which is a magic practice that, you know, has a lot of karmic ideas, like the law of three, which is like, it'll come back three times, like you said. Mm-hmm. So I don't really subscribe to karmic ideas like that. So me personally, don't really believe that it would come back to me or the other person. But you know, if you were subscribing to karmic belief systems like that, you know, I would say it would probably come back to both the practitioner and especially the person that the work is doing on, you know. If it wasn't meant to be, the karma will definitely distribute itself. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it'll distribute itself mostly in breaking up the couple, I would say. So,
okay,
mostly so, on the person.
So when I think of that, it doesn't sound too, I mean, it sounds bad to break up and all, but like if you put a love spell out there and you want someone to love you, then wouldn't it be not so bad if that came back to you three times? Because then wouldn't someone just love you three times?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of my take on it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it has to be the right love spell. Like, if it's on a guy that, you know, is not meant to be, it could be he comes back to you and three times and won't stop like stalking you or anything like that. You know what
that
I mean?
Makes sense.
So, so it could really be a problem. And this has happened to me in the past where I've done, in my younger years, I did a love spell on myself that basically caused me to have a guy follow me around for years.
Whoa, that's scary.
Was it the guy or was it another guy that you didn't want?
It was a guy that I didn't want. Rather, I did the love spell on my boyfriend at the time, and then to make us last forever, you know, young love. Mm-hmm. And then literally, it quite literally lasted for as long as it possibly could because I tried to break up with him so many times and he just kept coming back. He came, visited my family, all sorts of stuff that, you know, was not fun. So that's kind of when I stopped doing love work on really specific people without consulting like tarot or consulting like, you know, even another person that I could talk to about it and make sure that the person was the right person for me, you know.
All right, guys, we need to take a minute to talk about our sponsor, Rory. We love them because they help us take care of our skin. And as you know, I'm obsessed with taking care of my skin. Your skin is so important. If you are experiencing dullness, redness, fine lines, small breakouts, finding the right treatment can be frustrating. There's a simpler, smarter solution now, and that is with Rory. If you've ever been embarrassed or worried about your skin, frustrated about the ineffectiveness of over-the-counter products, you need more personalized skincare, and that could be prescription level treatments. And you can get a hold of these products now through Rory.
Right. And so Rory is a digital health clinic. It's just for women, and it can help treat all of your skincare concerns from breakouts to redness. And getting started is super easy. You go online, you complete this free online consultation at hellorory.com/get it. Make sure it's at hellorory.com/get it. And you'll actually hear back from a U.S. licensed healthcare professional within 24 hours, which is so convenient. Great turnaround time. And if it's appropriate, they'll prescribe you a personalized skincare treatment plan that works just for you with free 2-day shipping, and they're there with you every step of the way. You know, you'll always have access to your healthcare professional for questions or to make changes to your treatment. And the best part is that there are no commitments and you can cancel anytime.
Yeah. See, I love this, especially during the time of COVID where making an appointment may not be the smartest thing. Cause you're like, oh, okay, it's my skin. Like, this is not something that I really need to like go into a small room without a mask and show somebody. Now you can just do it online and you can get the prescription that you'll need to help clear up your skin or whatever your concern is.
Just go to hellorory.com/get it to try our personalized treatment for just $5. That's hellorory, rory.com/get it for a free consultation and $5 off your first order. hellorory.com/get it to get $5 off your first order.
You mentioned that there's a process of knowing whether or not these people are right for each other. It started with a D, I think.
What's it called? Divination.
Divination?
Yeah. Like, do you believe in fate? Like, is this a fate thing?
How does divination work? How do you know if someone is right for someone else? Like, what all goes into that?
Yeah, so divination is just like fortune telling, basically. Methods of telling the future or telling, you know, present conditions and seeing them clearly from kind of like a, you know, a bird's eye view, I guess you could say. So, you know, you could do tarot, you could scry, which is like looking into a crystal ball. You could go to someone for these practices. You could draw cards or meditate on the topic and get clarity about it. And so that's, I feel like divination is really important when you do spell work, especially for others, because you don't always know if it's going to be what's best for them mm-hmm. or the person's right for them. So if I'm doing a love spell for a client and I get, you know, all of these tarot cards that point to the direction that this is not the right person for them, I will definitely, mm-hmm. you know, as an ethical witch, as I try to be, I try to dissuade people from the work and will refer right. them, you know, to other witches.
Yeah. So with love spells, I've heard that love spells can be messing with another person's free will. Do you have an issue with that?
Yeah, I would say that I usually, the way magic works, it's organic, you know, it's from the earth, it's from the universe. So you're not going to force anything that's going to be so crazy. It's going to really affect someone's true free will. You know, it's not like Cupid's arrow or anything. But you could definitely fall in love or do the love spell on the wrong person or make someone like, I feel like my biggest issue with love magic that's kind of carelessly done is when people will try to do love magic on people who are in relationships or who are married, or who aren't available. And in that case, you're kind of influencing the person's mind to want to, come towards you. And that's not great. You know what I mean? Right. 'Cause you don't want to like put those yeah. thoughts into people's minds.
Huh. Angelica, I have another question about divination. Yeah. Like you said that, so you like look at tarot and stuff. Are there other things that you do? Like, do you ever determine if that person is like a soulmate or like a twin flame?
Yes, absolutely. I actually have I do a specific tarot card reading to determine this. And I do some past life readings with the tarot as well. So I, you know, can typically pick up in the reading whether or not this person is your karmic or your twin flame or your soulmate. And, you know, usually the people that come to me they're calling about their karmic relationships, which are people that were in your past life, are going to be in your life now, and then are probably going to be in your future life because you just can't seem to shake them, even though they're not really meant for you.
Wow. What is the difference between soulmate and twin flame?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
So a twin flame is when you were kind of broken off from the same soul. Like you were originally one and you were broken off and your goal is to be placed together in the lifetime. And then a soulmate is going to be someone who is not like from your soul, but is, or rather not from your like you weren't originally one person, but is kind of your tribe of people that you keep getting reincarnated with, like your mom, your dad, your sister that you love, you know, these are the people that are your soulmates that are with you through all your incarnations. And it could be like your best friend or even your husband, you know, like you could be married to your soulmate, but not necessarily your twin flame. And not everyone has a twin flame.
Oh, really? What does that mean?
Well, right now with the astrological kind of age we're in, we are starting to see more twin flames pop up, and they're not super common. Honestly, I would say most people don't have their soul split when they are incarnated into this life, or this could have even happened like eons ago. A lot of people don't have this happen to them, so they only have soulmates. Or karmic. Hmm. But then a lot of people have all of them, and it's kind of confusing because they're always, you know, in love with people and trying to date people, and some of them are right, some of them are not right, you know. It's a big web.
Wow. Okay. So what's the difference between a witch and a Wiccan?
Yeah, so a Wiccan is someone whose religious identity is with a Wiccan. So basically someone who, it's like a religion. You practice witchcraft in that religion, but it's not like your main tenet is what that religion says about witchcraft, kind of. And there's a lot of different practices of Wiccans. And then a witch is someone who practices witchcraft. It can be totally secular. You don't have to have a religious identity to be a witch. It can add to your religious identity, but it doesn't need to, you know, be involved with it necessarily. And so just anyone that practices witchcraft is a witch, whereas Wiccans are a specific
religion. You're saying you can be a Christian witch?
Absolutely. And my sister is, actually.
Wouldn't most people... Really? So most people would never put that together. A lot of people think and this I believe is a misconception of being a witch, mm-hmm. that you guys are,
like, witches are from hell,
like devil yeah. worshippers, and you're bound to go to hell.
Yes, this is a huge misconception, and I mean, like, you know, you can be a witch that worships, like, the devil, and you can go, you know, you can have that religious identity and also be a witch, but you can be a Christian, be a witch, you can be a Catholic and be a witch, anything really. I'm pagan and I'm a witch.
You know what's crazy, guys? Yeah, so I'm Catholic, Latino, and, like, it's so, religion is so embedded in our culture, you know, like most people from where I come from are Catholic. And then I had like aunts, like certain aunts and stuff that were into tarot. Like it's so like one or the other. And my mom would like think exactly what you guys were just saying. She's like, that's like against God. Yeah. But then I had, there's so many Hispanic and like Latinx people that are so, so into like astrology and tarot. And like, so it's all like, it's like all there. It's all very nuanced, yeah. you know, it's like. It's so crazy.
It's like the Puritans, right?
And they still, and they believe in God. Yeah. It's so crazy.
Yeah. It's very nuanced. I know so many Catholic witches actually, including my sister. And they, you know, basically witchcraft is the very, very basic definition of witchcraft is just manipulating the world around you using tools, herbs, energy, really anything that manipulates the world around you or influences it. So as long as you're doing that, you know, you can kind of identify as a witch from any cultural or any religious background.
Okay, so in the spirit of Halloween and just celebration in general, remember when we would talk to you guys about Ethel Ambrosia, like those amazing classy jello shots? Well, the company decided to give their name a bit of a makeover. They are now called Boozy Bites, rolls right off the tongue. I'm obsessed with it. They are the greatest shots with an awesome new name. And this is honestly the perfect name for them because you can take these little bites and they're definitely boozy. And
I mean, they're really boozy. Should we talk about our picnic?
Yes.
So we brought them to a picnic with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad last week, or I did. And then we were like, it was 15% alcohol. Yeah. Like they were like, is this, am I going to be able to drive home? I was like, I don't know. Have a couple bites and then like, we'll figure it
we'll
out.
See. Yeah.
And where have you brought them to anyone before?
Yes. I've given them to multiple people. I gave one to my trainer and she's like, oh my God, this is so much fun. And it's because of the exact reason that you and Lauren say all the time, because you're eating something, but yeah. you're also getting boozy.
Yeah, it's fun. And I think it's perfect for like a Halloween get together. It's like a little treat, you know, for Halloween, and it's gonna get you lit.
There's green. There's like
it's gonna be delicious.
You can get like different colors. There's like a whole. It's beautiful when you open the package. It's like the perfect little Instagrammy.
It
drink.
Is the perfect Instagram gift.
Gift.
It's also yeah. female founded and owned, cutting edge formulation. It's vegan, not like other Jell-O products.
Yeah.
And these bites are made with three kinds of seaweed rather than gelatin, making them vegan. And the naturally temperature is stable and good for over a month, and they won't melt until 130 degrees Fahrenheit.
And to go
so
back,
they'll last in anything.
They'll last in anything. And the box is super cute too. But on top of that, my favorite flavors are the rosé mojito, the citrus punch, and the Moscow mule. And what's amazing is that they ship it right to your door. So if there's somebody or if you have a friend that lives across the country, you can ship them one. You guys can celebrate Halloween together over FaceTime, or not even Halloween, whatever you want to celebrate. Like, you don't need a reason to celebrate these. But we love Boozy Bites and we know you guys will too. So right now they're offering 15% off plus free shipping for our listeners. So to order your own box or to send some of these boozy treats to a friend, all you have to do is head to boozybites.com. That's BOOZYBITES.com. Enter our promo code, get it at checkout for 15% off your order.
Must be 21 years old. See website. Their website is boozybites.com for states that they can ship to. So you say that you mess with some dark magic. Does that imply anything devilish?
What was that? Sorry.
Does that imply anything devilish? Like, what would you define dark magic as?
I would say it's anything where you don't have, kind of like you guys were saying earlier about the free will thing, and some things that you don't have consent over from the person that you're doing it on. So if I was doing like a love spell or even just like a spell to like hex someone, and you know, obviously I don't have their consent to do that, because I'm doing it on them, you know, that's kind of what I would consider darker magics to be. And I think they're totally necessary sometimes, because honestly, there have been some times where you need to really fight fire with fire, you know. But for the most part, like Wiccans, for example, will not do any sort of dark magic. They just, mm-hmm. it's not in their tenets. They don't believe it, you know. Whereas I will if I see a strong need for it, you know.
So you're pretty fearless when it comes to you doing your spells. Can you give us some examples of when you have, implemented dark magic towards somebody that you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, who actually deserves this?
I was just talking about him earlier. It was my ex who I had done a love spell on, and I was kind of using it as a way to clear the past magic I had done on him. And kind of fight it with a darker magic. And so I just did kind of a simple binding spell that involved like a poppet, which you probably know more socially as like a voodoo doll. or, you know, that's what it's called in culture, but it's in witchcraft world, it's called a poppet. So I used a bind spell
a
on
that. Pop it?
Yeah. Wait, so what does it look like? And where do you, but where do you get one? Do you make it yourself?
You make it yourself.
And is it, and it looks like him?
Yeah, I used one of his socks and like stuffed it and then, you know, draw it.
Wait, this is the most Helga Pataki thing I've ever heard.
Wait,
tell me more. How do I make one?
Yeah, and like, did you make him hurt by sticking a pin in his heart?
Yeah, like, what happened?
Well, you don't have to stick pins in it necessarily. I don't like to, because I'm not trying to really hurt anyone. Here's what I did. I just literally, you know, put a bunch of herbs on it like hot herbs, like, you know, chili flakes and things that would make him uncomfortable. And then I just put him in the trash. And so literally taking out the trash.
Taking out the trash. Have you seen Teen Witch?
Do you know if he like felt anything when you did this?
I just wanted to make him uncomfortable with talking to me again, which was kind of the idea with the herbs. But I mean, he never contacted me again, and he would text me like every week and email me, and I never heard from him ever again.
Wait, this is crazy.
After the voodoo doll.
Yep. Yeah, the poppet.
Face is so... The poppet. Do you sell these online? Where can I get them?
I would say the best are to make them, or to go to a practitioner that, you know, will make them. You can also get them at certain witch stores and stuff.
Get a couple clumps of his hair, Naz.
Yeah. Yes.
So
be very careful if you're doing this. Because another thing is, like, if let's say you do a hex on someone. This is what I always say to people. If you do a hex on someone and they become angry because of it, you know, or their life goes down the toilet, you know, they could actually retaliate against you, you know, unknowingly that you did the spell against them. They could just, in their head, just blame it on you. So you have to be careful not to poke the bear even more. I knew in my situation it was going to be fine because the guy needed to go. And I didn't do anything that was going to like harm him or make him angry. But you have to be really intentional of how you're influencing the poppet, you know, or the candle or whatever it may be. You know, this kind of main brand of magic is called sympathetic magic, because you're doing it on something. You're putting your intentions into an object that's supposed to represent someone else.
Now, have you ever done it to somebody who's like evil in history? Like, would you do it to Osama bin Laden?
Maybe not me specifically, but I mean, people do, you know, there's a huge category of political activism magic where people will literally do hexes and spells against politicians. You know, it happens in this country right now. So
I would think you would need like a physical.
What about celebrities?
What was that?
I would just think you would need to like actually know the person in like physical life to be able to influence that.
It's strongest if you do know them or if you have like an object of theirs.
Yeah.
But you can do it to concepts, you know, you could like hex, you know, like a business or a, you know, even something that's kind of inanimate, you know.
So I use... you go.
No,
I used to live in New York, and there was like literally a witch store that I would go to, and I'm pretty sure they hated, the real witches hated me in there. Is it kind of like, if you ain't one of us, you can't be part of this sort of thing? Because, like, I can just go buy a candle and pretend like I'm a witch, right?
Yeah, a lot of witches feel that way.
Yeah.
They don't love people who don't know a lot about magic using the term witch. Mm-hmm. And to some extent, you know, I agree, because, you know, it took me years of study, many books. I'm from Salem, Massachusetts, so I took tons of classes. You know, I learned from my sister. I learned from my grandmother, who was an Italian witch. Like, it took me a while to really be comfortable with the identification and to want to do it professionally. But, you know, so I think it does upset people in the community that see it, like, trending on Instagram or, you know, see spell videos on YouTube. They're just kind of like, no, you need to know more about this before you're dabbling in it. So I think that's my biggest, you know, advice, is really do your research, you know, fact check stuff. Read a bunch of different books about, you know, whether it be love magic or anything, and just make sure all the information really checks out and you're able to conceptualize it yourself.
Wow, that's great advice. I can't believe you're from Salem. That's so cool.
Yeah. Super cool.
I feel like, do you feel like this is like all predestined? It's like you're from there and then this is what you do?
I absolutely think so, yeah. It was a huge influence on me, just because I think 40% of Salem residents identify as witches. So
it's holy moly. Really,
what? It's a large percentage.
Wait, why is that? Is it like, do you think that witchcraft found you, or did you find witchcraft?
Well, I think I found it. It's been in my family for a while, but no one really talked about it. I think just because they were kind of ashamed. I was actually raised Catholic, and so it was something that was kind of discouraged and talked about, like, oh, your grandmother does this, but we don't really condone it. Or your great grandmother did this.
That sounds like a Mary Kate and Ashley movie.
Yeah, and so I kind of
found double, double toilet trouble. Trouble.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, okay, 40% of Salem residents consider themselves witches. So does that mean that fundamentally, like what you said before, they just feel like they can change the energies around them?
Yes, they can change and manipulate energies and, you know, kind of use manifestation techniques in order to do spells. And that's essentially the simplest definition of witchcraft.
Sometimes it's not smart to put a spell on yourself or somebody else. Sometimes you need to get real professional help, and you can do so with BetterHelp. If you're suffering from depression, anxiety, family issues, LGBT matters, relationships, sleeping issues, trauma, like all that stuff, you should go and speak to a counselor on BetterHelp. They are amazing because they have counselors available to talk to you within 24 hours of you contacting
exactly.
them.
It's so convenient. What I love is that it's available for clients worldwide. So if you're listening to our podcast and you live like in a different country, you can still access BetterHelp. It's professional. My other favorite part about it is that it's affordable. I know therapy can be very expensive, and I know that this year, more than any other year, probably it's really trying people hard. People are going through trying times. So we want you guys to know this isn't a crisis line, but so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're actually recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states.
So if you want to start living a happier life today, as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/get it and join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/get it.
So, okay. So it's not like you guys are walking around with brooms and cauldrons and those hats and stuff. What is it about that like Halloween look of a witch that came about? Like, where did that come from?
Right.
Do you guys dislike that?
Why is that our image of what a witch is?
Green face,
mole on the nose.
Yeah. Yeah. So all those things I think are associated with like Halloween, and Halloween is a really big holiday for Wiccans and pagans, especially just because it's like probably the most holy day of the year, so it's a really big deal for them. So I feel like pagan witches were the kind of original cultural marker of a witch, and they just became synonymous with their most holy day of Halloween.
which is so crazy to hear you say most holy day, because in my house it's literally like the devil's day. And like my parents, like,
really?
My parents would never, like, growing up, would let me dress up into anything scary or like dark. I mean, we always did like behind their back, but you know, my mom would prefer if I was like an M&M or an angel or happy things. Like, she would never let me, you know what I mean? Like, be like a skull or a witch or anything.
Okay, so why is it that October 31st is a holy day? What makes it holy to you guys? Because honestly, I thought it was like a commercial date, like Valentine's Day. Like, we just picked October 31st. Exactly. You mean that there's a real meaning behind it?
Yes. It's essentially the day where the veil between the spirit world and the physical world are the thinnest. It's way easier to connect with your dead ancestors and spirits and ghosts, as well as even channel like magical energies, because the veil is so thin between the physical world and the spiritual world.
So, okay, cool. When it hits October 1st, some people, you know, they run to Starbucks, they get their PSL.
Yes.
What happens within you? Are you like, it's October, this is my month? Like, what do you feel when it turns October 1st?
Oh yeah. It's like Christmas to me, kind of. So I start decorating, I get ready, you know, it's just amazing. I love it.
The exact same thing.
Lauren, maybe you're a witch. Is there a way to know? I want to go back to hexes, because that's kind of like interesting to me. How do you know if someone put a hex on you? Is there a way to know?
Yeah. I mean, if you're feeling kind of sick, or if you're not, you know, feeling quite right, a lot of the times if your head hurts, stuff like that, that's when you can kind of know that something's a little wrong, or if even your like spine hurts.
If your spine hurts. Whoa. That's interesting. What about crystal balls? Like, I thought that was kind of like one of those images that we went along with the Halloween witch, mm-hmm. but you actually use crystal balls and you can see the future through them?
Yeah.
Yeah. How does that work?
Yeah. So you can see certain things in it if you kind of meditate on it. You know, you can see certain images that you can translate to mean, different things, you know, for divination purposes.
Okay, so Angelica, is there a world where you could do that right now with us?
I don't have my crystal over the ball podcast. On me, unfortunately.
She can't crystal ball, but can you like perform a spell for us, like a good spell?
Well, I don't want any spells put on me.
I don't want it towards me. I don't want it towards me. But like, is there a spell you can put out there just so that our listeners can hear what it is to hear a spell recited?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I can teach you guys a little trick, and it has a lot to do with manifestation. You know.
Okay, I love this.
Okay, so essentially, you know, you can enchant anything or do a spell on anything, as long as you're really talking about it as though you already have it. So if you talk about it like it's already yours and you're really confident in that, you know, like if it's manifesting a partner, if you talk about it like you already have him and you write everything down and you just go, I'm so content with this person. And then you truly feel it in your body that you are content, and then go on with your day and go on with your week. Like, don't even think about it. That's really the simplest spell. And then you could do this with a candle, you know, thinking about it while you're burning the candle, or doing it with a cup of tea, like swirling the tea and, you know, choosing like love herbs to help fortify the spell. And that's really the simplest version of it. So you could do it right now just by making a list of things that you wanted and burning the list, or, you know, throwing the list into the wind, or even just keeping it and reading it with confidence, like it's happening to you currently.
So the thought of this podcast was actually brought up because Lauren and I told Naz to take a love bath. So I went to this place in LA. It's called the House of Intuition. It has, you know, lots of candles, crystals, bath products, tarot cards, crystals, and incense, all this stuff. And I put it in the bath, and then I like light some pink candles, and then I just really manifest
lavender
and think deeply
and rose
about
petals.
The person. Yeah. And Lauren and I, like, we would do this as it's really mostly a meditation. Is there anything to those products, the pink candles, the bubble bath formulation that actually helps, or is it really just putting yourself in the mindset?
I think it's both, because you're putting yourself in the mindset, and then you're also kind of fortifying it with the color of love, with pink and then rose petals and all sorts of stuff. You know, if you really believe it and then add all that kind of performative element to it, you just really feel like you're doing it. And maybe that's a good answer for another question that you asked, which was about why do witches, you know, wear witch hats and brooms and get into the witch aesthetic. It's just about like cultivating that power through theatrics.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of other things I could say about that too. Right. There's a lot of different theories of magic, and this is why it's so important to like study it like you would, you know, academically, because there's so many different ways of explaining why all those things are necessary. And that's just
what's
one of
interesting.
Them.
What's interesting about what you're saying, Angelica, is that I think it's the same. It's like everyone's doing the same thing, but calling it different things.
Yeah.
You know, like Deepak Chopra is calling it manifesting.
Yeah.
Dr. Joe Dispenza is calling it science. You're a witch. You're calling it a spell. But really, it's like we've discovered now through science that like all atoms are actually 0.9999999% energy.
Yeah.
And like literally 0.00001% matter, when we thought that like everything in an atom, like the electrons and neutrons, are more. So if all of us are mainly energy and we're thinking about what we want and we're feeling as if we already have it, then we are creating in theory the universe that we want. So it's like just really interesting to hear. It's like, yeah, then spells
yeah,
are real.
Salem heard it
that's
first,
technically a
you
spell
know?
Which is just kind of crazy. What are your thoughts on like vision boards? Because I know you said lists, and you know how we always hear people's like vision boards all come true. Is that like a different sort of thing?
It's really similar. You know, these are all manifesting techniques. And I love vision boards. I think they're so useful. And with mine, I will actually put like, you know, I'll tack up like herbs and rose petals on the board or like glue them to the board. I will, you know, put like tarot cards on the board that help me kind of even manifest it even further. And all these like layers of things just help kind of tell the universe or God or whoever you're trying to get the message out to that you're manifesting it into your life and that you want it. And the more you kind of do with it, the more, I mean, not necessarily the more it will come true, but the more powerful you feel while you're doing it. And so sometimes I even burn candles on top of my vision boards to kind of like light, like use the fire element to kind of like light those ideas into the world, you know, because when you burn a candle, the wax evaporates and you're using.
Wait, like you melt the candle on it? Because I told Ashley didn't want to make a vision board with me, Lauren, but everyone's been talking to me about vision boards lately, so I think I'm going to make one this weekend.
Yeah.
Wait, so what do? You can literally melt the wax on
well,
it?
Well, you can put
no,
like a
like
plate.
The candle on top of it.
Yeah, you can put like a plate with like a taper candle on top of it, and I get the ones where the wax like evaporates, and so the candle will just burn down until it's gone, and I scrape any leftover wax off. And the idea with that is the flame is lighting the wick and lighting the wax, and it's literally evaporating. So if you put that on top of the vision board,
into
you know, you're literally like taking the vision board and evaporating it into the universe.
So literally on top of it, not in front of it.
You could
like
do
you
it.
Lay
you
it on
do
top.
It in front too. I usually like to put things directly on top of one another because I feel like it makes more sense
okay.
to me. But.
Well, that is what I'll be doing this weekend. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I loved your example when you said that, you know, the guy stopped communicating with you after years once you did the doll.
The pup. What's it called?
The pup.
Pop it. So do you have any more like examples that vivid that you can tell us about any other spells, not necessarily love spells, but like other just spells that just there was a like an actual like a difference once it was done, like a very clear-cut difference, like whether it was for you or for somebody that you were helping?
Yeah, I'll tell you one that I did recently on myself, and this is so ridiculous, but I was buying a car recently, and I did a spell to get like a low APR rate on my loan. This is like the most mundane thing I could use.
I love so it. It's amazing. Practical magic.
I love it.
Right? I'm a Capricorn, so, you know, this is what we do. And
so funny.
Yeah, and so I literally got like the information about the bank that was issuing me the loan, and I burned a candle on top of it, and I carved like the name of the banker into the candle and was like, give me an extremely low APR rate on my car loan. And I got a call from the bank maybe 3 hours later, and they were like, so your loan is gonna be like, they like called me because they were confused, they were like, so your loan is, the APR rate's gonna be like 5% less than we've done this entire month. And you're like, he's like, I've never even seen this, and like, you know, I it doesn't really make sense with your credit or anything. Like, I don't really know what's going on, but I'm just gonna tell you now so no one can change it in the system.
Oh my
it's just,
god.
That's the rate.
Stop.
Wow.
That's cool.
This shit works.
Okay,
man.
Give us another example.
Yeah, that's a good story.
Yeah. So I was doing
have you ever helped a friend find love?
Yes, I absolutely have. I helped a friend who was kind of going through a hard time, and she, you know, she was really, she's like the nicest person ever. And I was like, you know what? Like, she's so ready for love. And I helped her, you know, we kind of did lists. We kind of manifested the right guy, like using the list. And then I did, actually kind of like a similar spell with a poppet, like a sympathetic magic spell where I made her a poppet and I, you know, dazzled it up to make it look like the guy that she wanted. And then I had her like take the poppet everywhere and like hug it and like tell it how much she loved him and all this stuff. And then one day he literally came into her life and they met in a really strange kind of organic way. And they've been together ever since. So...
one day, like very recent to her hugging the doll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like how much time went by?
I would say about a month.
That's very nothing. Good.
Wait, the turnaround time is incredible. Wait, was this, you made a poppet to look like a specific guy that she liked?
A guy that she
like
would be interested in?
A guy in general.
The guy that she was kind of describing to me when I asked her, like, okay, so who is your ideal guy? And I used tarot to kind of confirm this, you know, that this was going to be the person for her.
But did she have a specific guy, or was it just like,
no,
oh, I want
just like
a guy
an
like
idea
this.
Of a guy, okay. Like brown hair, got tall, it. You know, has this kind of a job, that kind of thing.
Cool. Is there any more dark spells that you know have worked?
Let me see. There are a lot I know that other people have done and told me about, but I don't have a whole lot of other personal examples, just because I don't typically do that kind of work. I usually tell people to be really sure if they're going to do that kind of work.
So tell us a crazy story from somebody, another witch in Salem that has had a crazy experience.
Yeah, and
this.
What was it like living in Salem?
Oh my gosh, yeah, living in Salem is fantastic. I'm like traveling right now. I'm like doing the Dean.
Like, you're so cute. You're like, oh my god. Wait, do you own a cat?
Do I own a cat? No, not personally.
Okay. I was just
yes.
Okay, so let's go back to, are there anybody in Salem that have crazy stories that you can share?
Yes. So I had a friend in Salem who, I think this was for her, no, I think it was her client, or maybe it was her friend, because she probably wouldn't have told me if it was a client of hers, but it was a situation where, kind of like the other one, there was a stalker situation and she just had to get rid of him. And she ended up like hexing him so badly that he like lost his house. He lost his job. Like, we don't know what happened to the guy, but it was not, it was like not good on his part. Like, she just kind of blew him out of the water.
I hope he deserved it.
I know, and that's my issue, is like, do these people deserve it? Do we, like, I don't know. And so I try to make mine like really just, like, you know, I try to make sure that it's the right kind of punishment. Like it's almost like kind of like a comedic punishment or just more of a protection. Like I feel like I do a lot
like you
of
said, like a little stuff. Burning of the skin, like yeah, a little itch, exactly. Like,
just a little itchy. Burning
no,
of the skin.
She, you know, the pepper. She said, you know, it just oh, like it made him uncomfortable, but it didn't, you know, ruin his life.
I got to be honest with you guys. I don't know how I feel about that whole part of it, but I respect.
So
the
I
hustle,
guess
you
I
know?
Guess. Is there like a certain different, there's different levels of spells like with power as power goes, right? You're like, oh, this will just give him a little bit of spice to his skin. And then there's one that is so intense that it'll ruin his life.
Exactly. Yeah. There's differences. And then there are simple kind of protection spells that'll just protect you from people that you don't want to deal with or that will like remove curses or remove hexes. You know, and that's kind of the, my favorite kind of spell. I mean, but you could use like light hex work on like, you know, coworkers you don't like or people that you know don't really get along with, but you're not like straight up.
I don't like this. It makes me uncomfortable. Are there books we can buy like on Amazon for like protection and nice spells and love spells? And if so, are there any that you recommend?
Oh yes, absolutely. For love magic. I think the author is called Sky Alexander, and the book is called Modern Love Spells, I believe, or Love Spells for the Modern Witch, and it's a really good book. All of their books are fabulous. They have a Green Witch book, a House Magic book, and then I would say my favorite book on witchcraft is, it's called Advanced Candle Magic by Raymond Buckland, who is like a renowned Wiccan author. He's really popular, really good stuff. And then another book called Italian Folk Magic. And I don't remember the author, but the book is called Italian Folk Magic and it's pretty popular. I think it's like been trending on Amazon. It's amazing. Yeah. And I'm Italian, so I love that one.
Yay.
Are you married?
I'm not married.
Do you have a serious, when you are in a serious relationship, are you open with the guy about the fact that you do this?
Oh, absolutely. I think that was my issue in the past is I often wasn't, and I would kind of bring it up later on, like as a, like, oh, I hope this is okay, like 6 months into the relationship. And I think that's where I would, you know, not get into the right relationships. But I think it was one of the first things I talked about with my current partner. We met like 2 years ago and he actually asked me a couple questions about it first because it was like a mutual friend situation. He's like, wait, isn't she a witch? Let's talk about it. And our first date was going out for drinks and talking about magic. So.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Well, this has honestly been a plethora, wealth of witch knowledge. We cannot thank you enough for your time. Where can people find you if they want to contact you and want you to help them with their wishes?
Yes. People can find me at on Instagram. My handle is at RiverStyxWitch, and it's like River STYX, kind of like the Greek river in Greek mythology. RiverStyxWitch. And that's really the best contact place for me right now.
Okay.
Well, amazing. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah. I do want to ask one little thing left. What is it about candles that do the job?
Oh, candles are great.
Fire evaporates probably, right?
Is it about fire? Is it about the elements?
It is a lot about fire, yes. So fire is the quickest and most, you know, I mean, I think it's the most destructive element, but I think other people would disagree. But it is quick and dirty and just gets the job done really fast. And so fire spells will manifest much more quickly than water spells or earth spells or really anything else. Even faster than writing spells, like manifestation, writing lists, that's considered like an air element spell. So fire spells are just so quick. So if I really need something done fast, like the APR rate on my car, you know, I needed that to happen like that day. Candle spells are really the best because it's so quick. If you want something to take a little while longer or to really build a strong foundation, you can consider using like earth element or water element. Those might be more appropriate, but even doing like a long candle spell, burning multiple candles can really help ensure like the spell's going to last a couple months or years.
Yeah, so get burning that love candle about you.
All right, well, I will.
Thanks, Angelica.
I'm
going to
burn it on my vision board this weekend. Angelica, you are the greatest. Thank you for helping us put together a love spell podcast.
Of course. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
If you want to be the most interesting person at the cocktail party, well, hop on over and listen to the Brain Candy Podcast.
Our award-winning content will have you laughing whilst you're learning.
We read all the best articles, books, and studies and keep up with new TV shows, documentaries, and pop culture. Then cram it all into two shows a week.
Conspiracy theories, cannibal rabbits, unsolved mysteries, the history of the Walkman. There's something for everyone.
The Brain Candy Podcast. Find our link in the show notes.
I don't get it.
Podcast.